how things started out for you and kept that pace to stay ahead.
Yeah, I think it's more like the other way. I think once that I knew I had second wrapped up, if I just started the race, then it was all or nothing, you know. I think we all went out there to win, to do the best we can. And so I got a good start, and I just knew I just had to stay ahead of Sage. And he had a bit of a quicker sectors, in especially through sector one. And that's where he usually made up his time. And then I was always really quick coming onto the back straight. I was always getting able to get the power down really early. And he just never seemed to be able to get in my toe and make a move. So I just try to keep it that way, look after the tires. It was a long race, longest race we've had. And it worked out at the end.
Yeah. Overall, for your season, coming to the U.S. and racing in this series, but the series in general, how the competition, the organization, everything, and part of the Maserati Indy series.
I've always loved racing in the U.S. I think, especially now in this Maserati to Indy, it's really the only established ladder scholarship system there is anywhere in the world. You know, you go over to Europe, and there is sort of a ladder, but you know, there's no scholarships, there's no one backing up the drivers who deserve to be in the top. So this is absolutely, I think, the best place to be for junior open wheel drivers. And, I'm so happy that we started this year in the Star Mazda. It wasn't the best start of the season that we wanted and that we had, but we just really kept working and really picked up some great momentum towards the end. And it's not, we didn't win the championship, but we certainly did the best we could, and we'll go home with a second place, and we're really happy with that.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
What are your plans for next season? Do you have anything at this point, or are you hoping to come back here, or are you hoping to move up? Any ideas?
For now, I'm hoping that I can race.
Yeah.
But no, I think, I'm interested in the Indy Lights series, of course. I'd like to go to the next step. But if that's not the case, I think a second year in Star Mazda is also one of the best options I have, and I definitely try to go for the win this time.
You tested a Indy Lights car at the last weekend at the IMS test, right?
Yeah, I did. I was with the championship-winning team, so they were great guys. I really enjoyed working with them. They were really pleased with my performance, so we'll try to work out something with them. If not, like I said, there's a lot of open doors for me here in the Star Mazda series, and looking forward to whatever's for me next year.
What did you think about the difference between the two cars? I mean, is this a good preparation for Indy Lights? Is it an easy jump?
I think it's perfect. I mean, there's a difference in power, there's a difference in grip levels, but that's how it should be, and I think it's not too big of a gap, and it's not too small of a gap, so it definitely, the Star Mazda series is definitely doing a great job in preparing the drivers. I mean, you see last year's Star Mazda champion win the Indy Lights championship this year, so you can see that it's definitely doing a great job in preparing the drivers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'll move down. Connor, Dave Lewandowski from IndyCar. Nice job today.
Yeah.
Especially after what occurred yesterday. First, you okay?
I'm good. This is a little bit unfortunate because we were very quick in qualifying. When we got the car back together, which was obviously a very good thing for me, and I was happy to be able to race today. The car wasn't quite the same, unfortunately, so, I mean, we did the best we could. We really worked through the field and got up to third, and I felt like maybe, hopefully those guys would push hard and maybe I'd get lucky and get a yellow and maybe have better tires. I felt like that was my best chance I had at them. So in the middle of the race, I kind of just conserved and kind of waited to see if maybe I'd get an opportunity, but it didn't quite happen. So, no, I mean, I'm happy with third after what happened yesterday. And, we think it was a good bounce back for all of us and pleased with the podium. So now I kind of start looking towards next year.
And let's follow up on that next year. It's not too early to start looking.
Right.
That.
No, I mean, I think
with a good finish like today and then throughout your season. Also.
Absolutely. No, I mean, obviously Indy Lights is the goal for next year. Fortunately, a good finish doesn't really get you, obviously, a ride in Indy Lights, so you gotta work on the funding part of things. So that's going to be my goal till February, March, is just be working my tail off the track, as I have been all year, just trying to raise the funding. And I know my main partner this year wants to stay with me for next year, so now it's just, obviously, it's not going to be full budget, so I got to try to fill in the gaps as we go along. So kind of start talking with teams and see where it takes me. Who knows where I'll be next year, so. As long as I'm in a car, I'm happy.
Exactly. Excellent. Thank you very much.
He was almost second on the podium because Sage spun the car on turn 7 of the last lap. If that gap had been a little shorter, but,
Yes, indeed.
So, anyway, congratulations to both of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent season. We'll talk to you tomorrow.